John Fear and Mike Dodson, Manhattan City Manager and Mayor, respectively, talking here about what's coming up on the agenda tonight. Item C is the first reading of the combined smoking and e-cigarette ordinance. I know this is something that's been worked on here now for a couple months.
It has, Brandon, and last month held a work session about combining the two ordinance. Just a little history on that. Back in 2008, there was a citizen initiative and a referendum that was approved by voters that had to be in place for 10 years, and that was really the first non-smoking ban in a city that eventually was followed by a state ban, smoking ban, that happened. And so the rules that were in place for that citizen-approved initiative couldn't be modified for a 10-year period. And so that expired earlier this year. So at the January of this year, that provision, you could go in and amend it. And there's some local groups that had influence. It's the Flint Hills Wellness Coalition, communicated with the City Commission that they would like to see some changes to it, one that put it in more suitability with the state statutes that were passed, but also just to create some of the modernization. There were some issues in some of the parks relative and wording in the old ordinance that didn't really. And then subsequently, a couple of years ago, actually in 2016, the commission passed an e-cigarette ordinance to control e-cigarettes at the time. And at that particular time, it really was more about e-cigarettes, and vaping wasn't as big an issue at that particular time. And so that ordinance really put in place some provisions and definitions that we would have liked to have had in the regular no-smoking ordinance. And so this was an effort to really combine those two ordinances with a new ordinance that applied to everybody. And one of the provisions in the e-cigarette ordinance was a provision that allowed vaping stores to have smoking within that specific establishment. That isn't allowed in the general smoking business. So that was part of the discussion. There appeared to be a majority support for not allowing any of the smoking in the specialty shops, period. And so that's the wording of the current ordinance on first reading to combine those ordinances. It does set forth smoking being banned primarily in parks and outdoor areas, and showing where how to regulate that and signing for that and different aspects of it. So that's been a lot of the discussion that's occurred to date. And again, this would be first reading of an ordinance to combine those ordinances.
Ron, we had a call that didn't have the opportunity to continue, but he asked me to ask you, because, you know, that's what I do, to provide an update on the community building down at 4th and Humboldt.
Okay. So
can you do that?
I don't have a lot of news. Obviously, the commission agreed to sell the facility to Ben Burton,
right,
to modify that facility into a multi-use aspect of that. And that would include some office space, some living space, some meeting space, different aspects of that. And so I believe we had a timeline of sometime in December for him to come back with plans for that facility. So I think we're still on that timeline.
Okay.
He was
right.
I had a brief conversation with him the other day. There's some things that he's working through with the Historical Society and others, you know, about plaques and preservations of certain items in there that are kind of key to the history of the building and so on. So a lot of that is detail that we're happy he's working with, and we'll have to come up with that solution when he comes back.
All right. Well, getting back to the smoking ordinance here, I think a lot of folks are supportive of the smoking bans outdoors. The indoors one kind of seems a little bit far-reaching, though, and I know that there's been some pushback from some of the e-cigarette store owners here in Manhattan.
There has. The discussion has been, is it fair to allow one group to do it but not the traditional smoking group? And so that's really been the issue, and there was some discussion of should existing e-stores be grandfathered, and we didn't feel that that was from a fairness issue, that you know, there was no provision for an ability to grandfather the other store. So is it one way or the other? And that certainly has been a topic of discussion, and we'll see where that goes tonight.
When we first considered this, I mean, this is here's another kind of occasion when you don't have all the science in front of you at key times. So when we first considered this, I think most of the commissioners were thinking that, well, if we allow vaping, this was done primarily as a ability to wean people away from cigarettes. Now, since that time, kind of the discussion has changed. In other words, it's become an end unto itself and arguably has created its own, if you will, addiction. And then we've had, as we were talking about before we came onto this segment, we've had quite a few unexplained health issues as a result. It seems primarily that those have come from the flavored cigarettes, which is also the argument that a lot of parents use that say, well, you're just trying to attract my kids by selling all these flavors. So there's a lot of issues here. And so hopefully we'll be able to sort this out tonight. I think there was pretty good agreement, although some of the items that we discussed were kind of on the 3-2 basis. But the staff did a great job of walking us through that. So I think tonight we'll see kind of where everybody comes down on it.
All right. Let's hope so. Consent agenda tonight, and there's a we don't have a lot of time left, but I know one big item on there is the second reading of the public nudity ordinance.
It is, and there's been a lot of discussion, and I think misconstruing some of what is happening here. Obviously, there's been some activity in our appellate court region that's not favorable to our particular ordinance, which is really much stricter than the existing state laws or other aspects. So even and some people have characterized this as that we're allowing toplessness to occur. And so we're just making it against the law, but it certainly doesn't permit it either necessarily. So it depends on the circumstances. There could easily be a lewd and lascivious type of interpretation where it could be prosecuted. But we do anticipate a lot of activity in this particular area with two different court of appeals nationally ruling differently on it, and hopefully the Supreme Court can figure that out. But our ordinance, even with this amendment, will be stronger from the nudity aspect than a state law. The state law doesn't really have anything relative to not allowing public nudity. So the areas around Manhattan are subject to that, but there's also an interpretation of what are you doing in that nudity and whether that might break the law.
Yep. Yeah, they had this 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, which governs Colorado, Utah, Kansas, Nebraska, and so on. Had that not come down the way it was, we'd never be here. So I think the way Katie Jackson laid this out, the city attorney laid this out, was very nice. I mean, it was understandable. It was reasonable. But the commissioners felt at that time that there was a lot of liability. In other words, if someone would have, let's say, exercised the kinds of things that brought it to court at the 10th Circuit Court, and we would have prosecuted under our current laws, then we would have almost likely been sued because the intent of the person would have been to draw a suit. So at least temporarily, as Ron's pointed out, we've got another circuit court in the Northeast that's found differently. So normally the way these things are adjudicated is that Supreme Court will find and make a determination because there's two circuit courts that have differed. So hopefully this is rather temporary and we can fix this. But the Supreme Court does take a little bit of time, so my assumption is it'll be a year or so before we get any resolution.
Mm. All right. Anything else on the consent
agenda? There's a lot on the consent agenda. Yeah. It's a very long consent agenda, but just a few highlights would be we do have first reading of an ordinance to establish a new right-of-way ordinance. We've been working on this for quite a while. And what this does is, basically puts more regulation and a permit system in place for companies that want to do work in our right-of-way. So it's a permitting process, recommending $200 per permit. So these are mainly utility companies or other private contractors that are, making connections, working in our alleys, working in our public rights-of-way so that they don't hit somebody else's lines and damage them or some of our lines, water sewer lines, those connections. So it's really just to get a little bit more control on who's working on our right-of-way and make sure and they put stuff back the way they're supposed to be when they're done with their particular project. So, again, it's been in something that's been in the works for quite a while, and it's something that we've had a lot of discussion about for that.
Got a few adjustments to the parks and rec fees.
We do have several fees that are being recommended. We talk about some of these during our budgeting process, and so there's a 50-cent increase in the ice rink, and I think you had some folks on yesterday maybe that talked about the new season approaching with the ice rink. So a 50-cent increase in admission prices and skate rental there. We've also got some recommendations for some changes in our season pool passes. It really doesn't have a net increase effect. There's a right now it was really a family pool pass that you could get for a particular amount, and that was about $55. So we're recommending or $60, and then we're recommending going up for adults to $65 and going down a $15 decrease for a children's pool pass. So also a slight increase at the Discovery Center and also at the zoo.
All right. Well, City Commission meets 7 o'clock. That's right when polls close, so get out and vote. Maybe go to your City Commission meeting here tonight. I know a lot of the candidates have told me they're going to be there tonight in attendance, so good luck to all of them, and thanks for coming out again, guys.
Yeah. Thanks for
having me. Thank you.
Coming up tomorrow on In Focus, USD 3-3 Superintendent Dr. Marvin Wade and Board Member Dave Colburn will be our guests, along with UFM Community Learning Center Director Linda Tiener.
Election coverage begins during K-State basketball with reports.